ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट नंबर 47। ततः च शौरिः भगवत् प्रचोदितः सुतं समादाय सह सूतिकागृहात् यदा बहिः गन्तुम् येषा तर्हि अजा या योगमाया अजनी नन्दजायाय। ततश्च शौरिर्भगवत् प्रचोदितः सुतं समादाय सूतिकागृहा यदा बहिर्गन्तुम् येष तर्हि अजा या योगमाया जनिनन्दजायया। ततश्च शौरिर्भगवत् प्रचोदितः सुतं समादाय स श्रुतिकागृहात् यदा बहिर्गन्तुम् येष तर्हि अजा या योगमाया जनिनन्दजायया। ततश्च शौरिर्भगवत् प्रचोदितः सुतं समादाय स सूतिकागृहा यदा बहिर्गन्तुम् येष तर्हि अजा या योगमाया जनीनन्दजायया। ततः देयरफॉर देयरआफ्टर च इंडीड शौरिः वसुदेवा भगवत् प्रचोदितः बीइंग इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड சுதம் ஹிஸ்ஸன் சமாதாய கேரிங் வெரி கேர்ஃபுல்லி சஹா ஹி சூதிகாகிரஹாத் ஃப்ரம் த மேட்டர்னிட்டி ரூம் யதா வென் பஹிஹி கந்தும் டு கோ அவுட் சைட் ஏஷா டிசைர்ட் தர்ஹி எக்ஸாக்ட்லி அட் தட் டைம் அஜா த டிரான்சண்டல் எனர்ஜி ஹூ ஹாஸ் நெவர் டேக்ஸ் பர்த் யா ஹூ யோகமாயா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் யோகமாயா அஜனி டுக் பர்த் நந்தஜாயா ஃப்ரம் த வைஃப் ஆஃப் நந்த மகாராஜ் Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda, along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and as the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanatha Thakur on the authority of ஹரிவம்ஷ. ஓம் ஜானதிமிருந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சனசலாகய சக்ஷுர்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசதி கௌரவக்ருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம. Once one sadhu was traveling in the train. The TT came and asked him, kidhar ja rahe ho, kidhar hai ticket, kidhar hai aapka? Te main hum sadhu hai, hum ticket nahi lete. Kidhar ja rahe ho? Bolte Ram Janmabhoomi ja raha hu. Chalo mere sath. Kidhar? Krishna Janmabhoomi. If you don't have a ticket. So it is very how Krishna took birth in the jail, you know. So Krishna shows us. Prabhupada always said that even if somebody is a devotee in this material world, Krishna shows, like Pandavas, how much they suffered, Devaki and Vasudev, how much they suffered. So Krishna only wants to show that this world is full of misery, you know, dukkhalayam ashashvatam, right? So it is very instructive how Krishna took birth in the jail, premises of the Kamsa's jail, like that. So in there is usually people think that Krishna is the son of Vasudev and Devaki, but on the authority of Harivamsa, Srila Vachanacharya Thakur, Sri Jiva Goswami and other acharyas conclude that actually Krishna took birth simultaneously in Mathura and Gokul also, Nanda and Yashoda. That is why in Jayati Tedikam Janmana Vraja, so in that purport also it is mentioned that here it proves that Krishna took birth as son of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda. So Krishna took birth in front of Vasudeva and Devaki in the four-handed form, because Vasudeva and Devaki, in previous lives also they did tapasya and they wanted Krishna, a son who is like Krishna. So Krishna already appeared twice before, and this is the third time. So in order to show to them that I am fulfilling my promise that I am appearing as your son, Vasudev and Devaki saw Krishna in the form of four-handed form of Vishnu with Shankachakra, Gada and Padma. So to explain to them that as per my promise I have appeared. Krishna made it very clear to Devaki that I am Bhagavan. But still, out of great affection, motherly affection for her son, she was trembling in fear, thinking that if Kamsa comes to know that Vishnu has appeared as her son, he will come and kill him. So she requested him to either turn into two-handed form, or please go away from here so that Kamsa will not kill you. This is the wonderful nature of pure devotees of the Lord, right? So there are two in Vrindavan also. They don't consider Krishna as God, and these scientists and all these communists, they also don't consider him as God, right? But there is a lot of difference. There is a lot of difference. So Devaki, that is their affection for Krishna. She is thinking Kamsa will kill him. So that is why Krishna told, then Krishna ordered Vasudev, please take me to Gokul, Vrindavan, where Nanda and Yashoda, they live there. So they leave me there and bring back, Yashoda gave birth to my younger sister Yogamaya, Ajani. So bring her in place of me, like that. So from here the verse starts that Tatascha Shaurir Bhagavat Prachoditaha, right? So Shauri means Vasudeva. Another meaning of Shauri is very sahas, very sahasi. So actually, if you see previously also, Vasudev is so great. Actually, when he was born only, it was predicted that how great person he is. So that is why all the demigods and all, they played drums and they blew conches and they played music. So that is why Vasudev's another name is Anakadundubi, right? So Anakadundubi is very sahasi, is a very great person, because even when Kamsa was holding the hair of Devaki, still he could convince Kamsa not to kill Devaki. He was very powerful in that way. So somebody may say, why did Vasudeva could have asked Krishna, you are God, why are you telling me to take me to Gokul? Why didn't you go yourself? Right? But Bhagavat Prachodita, that is the nature of the devotees. They will never disobey the orders of Krishna. Right? In the 10th Canto Bhagavatam, Akrura's pastime also, it is mentioned that Akrura has taken Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, and then he was insisting, please come and visit my house, please come and visit my house. Krishna told Chachaji, I'll come after I finish my work here. So Prabhupada writes there, devotees are very obedient. Then he didn't argue, please come again, please come. Because devotees follow the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in toto. So Bhagavat Prachoditaha, as per the orders of Krishna, Vasudev, he started taking Krishna. Shutika Graha, in the jail itself, he made a temporary arrangement with some cloth, you know, where Devaki was giving birth to son after the son, son after the son, every time. So that is in their cell itself, he made a temporary Sutika Graha, and he was overseeing the birth of each child. So then the seventh child, like yesterday it was mentioned, that he was transferred to Rohini's womb, and then the eighth child, Krishna, appeared. So so at that time, like an animal was bound, Vasudeva, his legs and his hands and every, they were bound by very strong iron chains, very strong iron chains. So with that trouble only, Krishna, Vasudev was walking towards Krishna in Shutika Graha. And then Sutam Samadhaya, right? In the beginning, it is mentioned Bhagavat Prachodita, inspired by Bhagavan, inspired by God. But when he was lifting his son, he did not see him as Bhagavan, but he saw him as his son. You know, Sutam Samadhaya. That is why he tried to pick up Krishna very carefully. In many Karmi magazines and all, Karmi newspapers and all, during this birth ceremony, they show Vasudev carrying Krishna in a basket, putting him on his head. So Sri Radha Govind Maharaj, he objects to this, you know, notion that Vasudeva was carrying Krishna in a basket, because Krishna is so beautiful, so soft, you know. And then anybody, small children, they attract affection of everybody. So what to speak of his own mother and father? So why would Vasudev, who has great affection for his son Krishna, would put him in some very rough basket? Right? So one conclusion is that Vasudev is carrying Krishna in his arms. So he made a small, very soft pillow, and then on that Krishna, Vasudev put Krishna on that soft pillow, and then he was carrying Krishna in his arms, you know, very carefully. So Vasudev, if you see, so if you see, Vasudev, he was bound by iron chains, like an animal was bound. But as soon as he took Krishna in his arms, those iron chains, they gave away. He became free from the binding of the iron chains. So, but as soon as he came near the door carrying Krishna, you know, the doors have opened without making any noise at all. Right? And the Maya Devi, she put all the doorkeepers into sleep. Then even the dogs also on the street, they were sleeping very deeply. They were into deep sleep. Otherwise, in the night time, the dogs, they are always barking. Right? They are always barking. So so this is the power of Krishna's Shakti. Right? So this is Krishna's Shakti only. She puts us into sleep. And then she only doesn't allow us to wake up for Mangala Arati. Right? Even if sometimes we want to wake up for Mangala Arati, sometimes she puts us into sleep. Only by the Shakti of Krishna. It is mentioned in second canto Bhagavatam by Shri Prabhupada that when we are put into sleep only by the super soul, and then we will be awakened only by the super soul. So if you want to wake up, you just pray to the super soul without any alarm also. Alarm clock, sometimes it may not be there. Right? So you just pray to the super soul in the heart. My dear Lord, tomorrow I want to wake up at 3:30, please wake me up. Then you just see, you try. You know, exactly 3:30, you wake up. Right? Anybody has that experience? You just pray to super soul and please wake me up. I have to go and meet somebody or so and so, like that. Right? Then you will wake up. So that is the... And then doesn't want you to wake you up, then even if 10 alarms you know, cannot wake you up. I said, kya ho gaya? Are jada so gaya tha. Right? So even if you want to do a proper sadhana, we can only do by the mercy of the Lord. Right? So that is why we should cultivate that relationship with Krishna. So here Krishna, Vasudev, he is described as, in the next verse, as Krishnavaha. Krishnavaha means one who is carrying Krishna, one who has become vehicle for Krishna to travel. Krishnavaha. Right? One sannyasi was saying that one Indian sannyasi, very early, he went to America. So somebody asked him, how is it that when Krishna was being carried, all the doors and all have opened? Then he replied, oh, when I went to America, first time in India, that time in 1970s and 80s, India is very backward, you know. Very poor country. So when I was going, all the doors are opening very, you know, automatically. In the airport. You know. When I was going. So how it is surprising that when Krishna is going, the doors will not open. Right? Like that. So Krishnavaha, because Vasudeva was carrying Krishna in his arms, the doors have opened, you know, automatically. That too without making any noise. All the pehredar, all the security guards, they were put into sleep. All the dogs and even the tigers and jackals, they were also sleeping. Nobody was up. It's all by the arrangement. So it is mentioned by there is one Harishauri, one poet who wrote commentary on 10th canto Bhagavatam, you know, Bhakti Rasayan. He beautifully commented that what is so surprising that the doors have opened, because Krishna is in the hands of Vasudev. So what to speak of Krishna staying in the hands of Vasudev? Even if somebody keeps Krishna in the heart, even by mistake also, the great binding of Janma and Mrityu, the birth, death, old age and disease binding will open up. So what is so great that if the doors have opened? Because Krishna, Sakshat Krishna, is in the arms of Vasudev. Right? So that is why all of us, we should become what? Krishnavaha. Right? if we observe in our day-to-day life, we are carrying somebody or the other in our heart. Is it not? All the time, we are carrying somebody or the other in our heart. Because in our thoughts, somebody or the other, they reside in our thoughts. Right? In our heart. So, we are very attached to, in this world, one is somebody is attached to wife, somebody is attached to husband, somebody is attached to their children. And they are always thinking about them. Right? So, we would, anyway, so many bad thoughts we carry. So, evil mindedness we carry. But, instead of carrying all these evil thoughts, you know, thoughts for sense gratification, you know, or thinking about family members or lover or anything. So, better to carry Krishna in our heart. So, that is why. So, then Krishna will open up the ropes of samsara in our heart. Right? Is light on? Yeah, very good. Thank you. So, if you carry Krishna in our heart, even the physical troubles also, they disappear. Right? Matashraya Katamrishta, Shrinvanti Katayanticha, Tapanti Trivida Sthapa, Naitan Madgata Chetasa. Right? Lord Kapil Dev says in 3rd Canto Bhagavatam, that one who takes pleasure and takes shelter in my Krishna Katha, Matashraya Katamrishta, Shrinvanti Cha Katayanti Cha, one who hears my Krishna Katha, one who recites my Krishna Katha, such a person, Tapayanti Trivida Stapa, he will become free from the miseries of threefold miseries. Naitan Madgata Chetasa, you know, because when his consciousness is completely residing in me, and all his troubles get washed away. So, Prabhupada writes very nice purport that the karmis, they are always in anxiety because they are always thinking about their materialistic activities of their sons and daughters and wife and all. So, that is why they are always in anxiety. Devotees are always completely free from anxiety because they are always thinking about Krishna's pastimes. You know? So, this is a very instructive, like previously also I mentioned, that one must carry Krishna in our heart. Sukadeva Goswami, he says, Yamanuja, he addresses Yamuna Devi. Because Vasudeva is carrying Krishna and then he has to cross Yamuna, you know, from Mathura to Gokul. But Sukadeva Goswami, instead of addressing Yamuna, he addressed, as Yamanuja. You know, why? Because Yamuna Devi, she was showing her very dangerous form, like a Vishwarup. So, this Yamaraj, Yamaraj and Yamuna, they are brother and sister. So, Yamaraj, he is very unpopular, right? Nobody likes Yamaraj, right? Nobody worships Yamaraj in their houses. Right? Because he takes away all the pain and all. He takes away all our life. There are so many people who are very dear to us. So, everybody curses. That is why once Yamaraj went to Krishna and he complained that, I became very unpopular. I became very unpopular because everybody is cursing me because they think that I am taking away their life. They said, okay, now onwards, before you go, here. Then he created old age and diseases. You know, before you go, first you send these two guys first. Old age and disease. Diseases. Then they don't blame you. So otherwise, so Yamaraj has got a bad name because he has got this, you know, dangerous form of taking away somebody's life. So Sukadeva Goswami is addressing Yamuna as Yamanuja because he is a little bit upset that, you know, when my Krishna is being carried, why are you showing your vikal roop, your dangerous, you know, bhayanak roop, like that. So, and before that, when Vasudeva was going, all these security guards, you know, they all fell into sleep, right? So, these security guards are compared to Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad and Matsarya, right? They are actually keeping a security on us, watch on us, so that we don't go back to Krishna, right? So if you carry Krishna, so these security guards, you know, they will give up their hold on us, right? So people, they should be fan nahi laga. So we are all bound by the shackles of this, you know, lust, greed and anger, right? So as long as our nature is influenced by this lust, greed and anger, we can never be happy in this world, right? So that is why they say that hum duniya mein hum dekhte hain, लोग रिश्ते बदलते हैं, लिबास बदलते हैं, घर बदलते हैं, लेकिन फिर भी परेशान रहते हैं क्योंकि अपने आप को नहीं बदलते हैं, राइट? अपने आप को नहीं बदलते हैं. कि एक कवि बोल रहा था कि हम, मैं जिंदगी भर एक ही भूल किया था कि धूल मेरे मुख पे था, लेकिन मैं आईना साफ कर रहा था. So, we try to become happy in this world, but as long as we are bound by beefed up security by Kaam, Krodh, Lobh and Moh, Mad Matsarya, we can never be happy in this world. So, we have to change ourselves. We have to change our nature, this lusty nature, greedy nature, you know, angry nature. So, then only we can be happy in this world. So, how to change our nature? So we have to carry Krishna in our hearts. So we all have to become Krishnavaha. Ta Krishnavahe Vasudeve Agate Swayam Yavaharanta Yatha Tamo Rave Vavarsha Parjanya Upamshu Garjitaha Sheshon Vagad Vari Nivarayan Phanaihi. So when Vasudeva is carrying Krishna, the clouds, they, you know, they are making very light, you know, sound, lightning. You know, so why the clouds? Thundering, thunder. You know, there is thundering only very lightly. Why? Because the clouds are very happy. Clouds are very happy. You know why? Because now Krishna is coming. Danyosmi loke yadime kavindra. So tomorrow, all these kavis, all the poets, whenever they describe Krishna, they compare Krishna with me. Right? That's why Krishna is always known as Ghanshyam. Ghanshyam. So that is why the clouds are thundering lightly. Then because clouds are very happy that my friend Krishna is coming now. Then I also will become very popular, because all the kavis and all, from now onwards, they will compare Krishna as Ghanshyam with me, clouds, right? Like Megashyam, like that. So, why it is raining so heavily at that time, right? Why it's because Krishna is being carried. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam, because Krishna appeared to relieve the troubles of Indra and other demigods, right? So usually during the rain, when it rains heavily, when it rains heavily, people, they are afraid to go out. And sometimes people become very romantic and they say garam garam pakoda khane ka, right, when it is raining, and garam chai pine ka ya coffee pine ka and so jane ka, aisa sochte hain. So Indra also was thinking that I'll give such heavy rain so that nobody will dare to come out, because they don't want, he doesn't want that anybody, practically anybody, should see Vasudev carrying Krishna to Gokul. If anybody sees Krishna being carried to Gokul and Kamsa will come to know, then he will immediately send somebody to kill baby Krishna. So Indra was thinking, what will happen to me if something happens to him? So that is why Indra is sending very heavy rain. He was sending very heavy rain. Right? Like that. And Yamuna also was flowing very, forcefully. And then when the rivers flow at a great speed, the whirlpools, they form bhavara. So Yamuna was saying that another meaning of this bhavara is money. Varsha is money. So Yamuna was saying that actually Krishna is to Samundar. He is saying, she is saying to Samundar that actually Krishna is actually your son-in-law. And then usually people give a lot of gifts, dowry to son-in-law. So Yamuna was saying that you give more rain, water. Because the water, clouds gather water, the sun gathers water from the, evaporates water from the samundar, ocean, and then puts it in the cloud. And the clouds give water, rains, like that. So, you give more rain, to me, so that I'll give it to your, because your son-in-law is coming, I will welcome him by giving him more dhan. Because one meaning of that, is that water is dhan, like that. So that is why she is, flowing like that. Then Sukadeva Goswami suddenly remembered that Yamuna gave way. As Vasudev was walking, then Yamuna gave way so that Vasudev can walk very peacefully. So it is mentioned, then he remembered that she gave way just like Samundar gave way to Lord Ramchandra. Actually, she was ready to give way to Lord Ramchandra, but Samundar only told Ramchandra that what is, then you build a bridge and I am ready to give way so that all of you can walk. But I request you that you build a bridge on me so that everybody will glorify you that, you know, somebody has built a bridge on me. You know, so at that time I won't drown. Whatever these your monkeys, they bring stones and all, I don't drown them. So that way, Samundar gave way to, you know, Ramchandra. In the same way, you know, Yamuna gave way to Krishna, Vasudev, like that. So Sukadeva Goswami mentions that Anantasesh, he is actually carrying, he is, you know, going behind Vasudev and covering Krishna and Vasudev with his hoods, you know, with his hoods. Then it is mentioned that why Harishauriji, he gives a nice example that Indra is pouring rain, Varsha. Another meaning of Varsha is actually nectar, you know, nectar. So why Anantasesh is covering Krishna and Vasudev? Because he saw that Indra, he is giving some amrit, he is pouring some amrit on Krishna, you know, but that is a stupid amrit, you know, material amrit, you know. So why would I like, you know, this stupid amrit to fall on Krishna? Because Krishna himself is complete spiritual nectar, you know, spiritual nectar. So why would I like to, you know, that is why he is completely covering Krishna and Vasudev like that. And then why is he going behind Vasudev? He could have, you know, he could have covered Krishna, you know, from front side also. But Harishwariji comments that actually he thought Balaram himself is actually, right, Anantasesh. He thought better to follow the footsteps of a pure devotee, you know, who is carrying Krishna in his arms. You know, because Vasudev is a pure devotee of the Lord carrying Krishna, so that Balaramji is always already so much into service mood, but by doing some more service to his pure devotees, I will get more service attitude. You know, that is why he is actually showing So another reason why Yamuna you know, opened up, she is showing that because aage jaake in future Krishna is going to marry Kalindi, right, Yamuna. So she wanted to show to Krishna that actually I am not only Yamanuja, you know, but actually I am showing my heart, because I am very much in love with you. I am very much in love with you. Then she is showing that because I am already troubled by, then she is upset that this Anantasesh is coming. You know, she is saying to Krishna that I am already troubled by one snake in my waters, you know, Kaliya. And one more snake, what is he doing here? You know, what is he doing here? So let my so she is showing her heart that how much I love you, and how much I am troubled by these two snakes. You know, please come. You know, that is why she was raising up and up, you know, to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. You know, that is why, you know, she is opening up and her waters are raising again more and more, so that she is trying to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. Like that. So, like this, very nicely, This pastime is described by Harishauriji in Bhakti Rasayan. So, like that, Krishna, Vasudev took Krishna, you know, and there Yashoda Maiya gave birth to twin children, twins, one girl and one boy. One girl and one boy. So, that boy is two-handed form, Nandanandan Krishna, you know, Yashodanandan Krishna, you know, and that boy is unseen by, and then after some time, by the influence of Yogamaya, Yashoda Mata, immediately after giving birth to Krishna, she became unconscious, and all the caretakers also, they became unconscious by the will of Yogamaya, you know. Then, actually what happened, at that time, Vasudev carried Krishna, and you know, so he kept Krishna on the bedside of Yashoda Mata, where unseen by Vasudev, already Nandanandan Krishna is lying there. And then the Krishna who was born in Mathura is Vasudev Krishna, and Krishna who was born in Vrindavan, he is Nandanandan Krishna. And that Nandanandan Krishna carries all the incarnations, all the forms of the Lord. So this Vasudev Krishna became and mixed with the Nandanandan Krishna. Right? Nandanandan Krishna. So that is why it is mentioned that whenever in Vrindavan, Krishna, Nandanandan Krishna is only enjoying. Right? He's only enjoying. But whenever some demons have to be killed, Vasudev Krishna would come out and kill them and go back. Right? So that is the tattva described by Jiva Goswami and other acharyas, Vishnajitra Thakur. So, that then Vasudev carried Yogamaya, you know, Vasudev carried Yogamaya back to Mathura. So Harishauriji comments that how come even when he was carrying Maya Devi, still Vasudev was not yet bound yet. They are still carrying, able to carry, because he gave away Krishna and carrying Maya now, right? Carrying Maya Devi, right? So he comments that Daivavash, you know, even by the will of providence or because of prarabdha karma, even the devotees, while carrying Krishna in their hearts, they throw away Krishna, you know, they throw away Krishna by the will of providence or by some accident, they fall down and catch hold of Maya again. You know, because Krishna was carrying, Vasudev was carrying Krishna and he was unbound. You know, he was unbound. But when, even though he was carrying Maya, you know, he was carrying Maya Devi, still he is unbound, he was free, because Harishauriji comments that even if somebody, by will of providence, by prarabdha karma, if somebody falls down and catches hold of Maya again, leaving away Krishna, you know, still he remains liberated. Because even once also, if somebody catches hold of Krishna's lotus feet, sakrutyat manah Krishna padarvindayor, you know, niveshitam tad gunarage yair iha. So Sukadev Goswami says, even once also, you know, somebody thinks Krishna is my supreme, my life and soul, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, you know, then by you know, svapne vi pashyanti hi chirna nishkrutaha, even in the tate yamam tad bash guna, even in the dreams also, such people, they don't get to see Yamaraj and his dutas, you know, when somebody, even by mistake also, accident also, if somebody by some sentiment or even by sentiment, if somebody accepts Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to Him, you know, Sakrutiyat Mana Krishna Padarvindayur, you know, even if once, and then Prabhupada writes, even if they go away from Krishna consciousness, even if they are unable to follow regulative principles strictly, but still, such people, they don't meet up with Yamaraj again and his messengers again, because Krishna always protect them. Krishna will always protect them. So that is why, even though Vasudeva was carrying Maya Devi, still he remained unbound, right? Like that, and then he carried Maya Devi, and then again he went back. So till that time, all the security guards, all the people in Mathura, they were all fast asleep, and the doors are still open like that. But as soon as Vasudev entered the jail premises and his room, and then one by one all the doors became closed, all the doors became closed, and he kept that Maya Devi, the girl child, beside her. So meanwhile, Devaki, she was unconscious all the while, because how much, the mother loves their child, they have so much love, the mother has so much love for the child, because she carries the child for 9 months, she undergoes a lot of pain to give birth to the child. So such a child, that too, somebody who is having Krishna as their child, how much affection they will have, right? So in order to relieve Devaki from the pain of separation from Krishna, when her husband is away, so Yogamaya Devi put Devaki into unconsciousness. So as Vasudev entered the jail premises, entered his room, then he kept the girl on the bedside of Devaki. Then he again bound himself with the chains and all. Then all the doors got closed. Then at that time, the girl started crying. Then at that time, all the security guards got up, said, they ran. Come sir, Maharaj, Maharaj. Bachcha paida ho gaya, bachcha paida ho gaya. Then at that time, Kamsa was actually, he was not sleeping only. For so many days, ever since, for almost 10 years, he was suffering from insomnia. You know that? 8 years at least. Right? Oh, jaagte, utte, kabhi bhi hamesha Krishna ko hi dekhta tha, Kamsa. Right? Koi kalapan ko dekha to sochta tha Krishna gaya. Right? उसको इतना डर था कि मैं सो गया तो कृष्णा के मार देगा करके ऐसा आंखें खुला रख के बैठता था रात भर दिन भर. उसको नींद हराम हो गया था उसका. इतना भयभीत था वो कमसा. तो जगा ही रहा था. ही वॉज वेटिंग बिकॉज एक्चुअली वन मंथ एर्लियर ओनली देवकी गेव बर्थ टू कृष्णा, राइट? सो बट ही वॉज वेरी अप्रिहेंसिव that any time Krishna will take birth. So he told the security guard, Paradar, that as soon as child is born, inform me. Right? But that foolish fellow doesn't know that already child Krishna is born, he was taken out, then another girl, replacement was brought in. He didn't know all these things. He was in ignorance. So, and immediately, as soon as he heard that, child is born, Kamsa came running, carrying a sword. Right? And then you will hear how that girl, Devaki, it is mentioned that Anakadundubi, he is known for his truthfulness. So when he gave promise to Kamsa that whoever is born, I will bring the child to you. I will bring the child to you. Then he fulfilled the promise 6 times. And 7th time, they thought it's a miscarriage. And 8th time, he did not fulfill. Right? He did not fulfill. So Acharya's comment, how come, Vasudev went back on his word? he said, there is one verse in 10th Canto Bhagavatam. For this self gratification, what they could not, these karmis, these demons, what they cannot do? They can do this reprehensible activity of killing the small children also. Right? And in order to please Krishna, what devotees cannot do? The devotees are ready to do anything for Krishna. If it is meant that, you know, giving away his six children, he was ready to do. If it is meant that going back on his word and giving Krishna, to taking away Krishna to Gokul, that also is ready to do. You know, they are devotees are ready to do anything to please Krishna, and these karmis are ready to do anything to please their senses. So there is no wonder that, you know, so all these things have happened, and then Kamsa came running. So Devaki, there is lot of criticism, or some criticism is there, that how come, you know, Devaki and Vasudev, they have agreed to kill their Yashoda's daughter, unknown to her, to save Krishna, you know, like that. But Devaki, that is why she thought, let me save my the Yashoda's daughter, you know, because they are very close friends and sisters, right, like that. So she tried to convince, reason with Kamsa, that, you know, all these Akashvani and all, they are nonsense, because they said, you know, she said, eighth son will kill you, but now the daughter is born, that daughter, how she can harm you? Please don't kill her. You know, she tried to reason with Kamsa. But, you know, Prabhupada writes that this Kamsa, actually, when Vasudev handed over his first child, Kamsa said, I have no fear from this boy. You know, I have no fear from this boy. You take him away. Meanwhile, Narad Muni came. I said, why are you doing that? You know, I just came from meeting in Brahmaloka. They are actually making a plan to kill you, and this is a plan. So, aage se bhi aat ho sakta hai, piche se bhi aat ho sakta hai, koi bhi kidhar se bhi aat ho sakta hai, why are you leaving him? Like that. Right? So, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that even though Vasudev was carrying back that boy, but he has no faith, trust that, you know, Kamsa will leave him like that. You know, Prabhupada writes, those who are not free from sense gratification, they should never be trusted. These demons who are interested in sense gratification should never be trusted, because in order to fulfill their sense gratification, they are ready to anything. They will be ready to do anything. Like that. So, anyway, there is a reason, because the demigods, they didn't want Kamsa to perform any pious activity. Any service to Vasudeva and Devaki. So that uska paap ka ghada bharega, and Krishna will come very soon and kill Kamsa. That's what Maya Devi told, that actually the person who is going to kill you is already born somewhere else. Bye-bye. You know? She, right? That's like that. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. This girl child, is she Subhadra?
No. Later on, she was born to Vasudev and Devaki.
Vasudev and?
Devaki. No. Subhadra, daughter of Devaki only? Yeah. Later on, she was born. After the jail term is over.
Another thing, this yoga maya means spiritual energy or material energy?
Spiritual energy.
Actually, we were reading Krishna book yesterday, so there it came that Krishna tells orders Durga that whoever worships you will get all their material needs fulfilled easily, quickly. So
her expansion is Durga Devi.
And then he mentions that you will be known by different names.
Bhadra, Kali, Vaishnav Devi, and all that.
So that is Durga's.
So Yogamaya's expansion, just like Radharani's expansion is Lakshmi Devi. Right? And Sadashiva is originally completely like Vishnu, but his expansions are Rudras. They are like materials. Like that Yogamaya Devi's expansion is Durga Devi. So that Durga Devi is being worshipped everywhere. Otherwise she is also known as Krishna Anuja, you know, sister of Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण बाबू जी, मुझे आप जो बोलेंगे जमराज और जमुना देवी, ये दोनों भाई बहन है
सूर्य भगवान का.
हाँ जी, ये कहाँ से जन्म हुआ था, इसका जन्म का बारे में मुझे बताइए ना.
सूर्यदेव का संतान है दोनों.
सूर्यदेव का संतान जमराज है ना.
सूर्यदेव का संतान है यमराज और यमुना, भाई और बहन.
इसका प्रपट में कुछ लिखा है क्या, कब जन्म हुआ था क्या, ऐसा कुछ?
हरिवंश पुराण पढ़ना पड़ेगा.
हरिवंश पुराण में तो खाली लिखा है जमुना जी के बारे में लिखा है, किंतु जमुना जी के बारे में कुछ लिखा नहीं ना.
वो भाईदूज हुई है ना. भाईदूज, भाईदूज बोलते हैं ना.
हाँ, नहीं, जो जैसे जन्म होता है ना, ऐसे प्रमाण रहता ना, जैसा कृष्ण बलराम जन्म हुआ, इसका प्रमाण है, प्रपट में लिखा है. किसको बोलेगा तो वो मतलब ना, ये ठीक है.
हाय, यू नो इट, यू नो वैकुंठ मुक्ति टू, हैव यू रीड? हाँ, गिव इट टू हिम.
एक्चुअली सूर्यदेव वन वाइफ है, देन शी वेंट फॉर अ तपस्या बिकॉज she could not tolerate the heat of Suryadeva, so she was dissatisfied. So she went for tapasya. Then she was doing tapasya of Vishnu. Then Vishnu make her see her. Then after a long time she becomes Chaya. Yeah. Then she got that Yama and Yami that was described there.
Yeah. Mahabharata mein hai na?
Different Puran.
Huh?
Different Purans.
Which Puran?
I don't know this. I don't remember right now the Puran. It is reading Puran.
Suna? Huh? Oriya mein sun lena. Okay?
हरे कृष्ण जी. हरे कृष्ण जी. भागवतम में जो व्यासदेव जब भागवतम लिखने से पहले वो एक श्लोक आता है, भक्ति योगन मनुष्य मनुष्य सम्यक प्रणीत मल अवश्यम पूर्ण पुरुषम पूर्ण माया चतुर्थ आश्रम. तो कहा जाता है कि माया और भगवान दोनों एक साथ नहीं रह सकते, तो वहां पे कैसे ध्यान में व्यासदेव देख रहे हैं कि भगवान के पास माया है?
ओ, दैट इज योगमाया ना. आप श्लोक में लिखा है ना, ये श्लोक में लिखा है ना कि योगमाया देवी जन्म लिया यशोदा का. वो योगमाया,
वो उसमें लिखा है कि सम्मोहित तो कर रहे हैं जीव को,
वो महामाया है.
वो भगवान के पास कैसे है? तो वो बोल रहे कि
वो पीछे कृष्ण का पीछे रहती है, वो सामने नहीं आ सकती है. वो परपट में लिखा है फर्स्ट हैंड भागवत में, वो सामने नहीं आ सकती है, वो पीछे रहती है. राइट? ओके. रंध्रा श्रीमद भागवतम की. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम.